You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today we are joined by the founder of Climbing Out, a charity which supports people who have gone through life-changing events, illness or trauma. Thank you so much for joining me, Kelda. So can you tell us a little bit about why the charity started? Because it's quite a personal story for yourself.
Yeah, it is. So I was following a professional sporting career. Sport was really my life. It was everything that mattered to me. And then I had an accident in 2002 that left me with a serious leg injury and unable to run. That was a really tough time because I felt like I'd lost everything and my whole kind of future had changed. And I really got stuck in a rut for quite a long time. And then 10 years later, I was introduced to outdoor activities. Outdoor activities were really the first step in my own recovery journey. And it was then that I realised that there were an awful lot of people out there that were stuck in the same place that I'd been, that were just struggling to move forwards after a life-changing injury, illness or trauma. And that was what led me to set up Climbing Out. It was really about trying to reach others who were kind of stuck in the same place that I've been stuck and trying to press that play button and get them moving forwards again.
How important was it for you to get out into nature and to do it like this, and this was the way to rehabilitate people rather than a different activity? What was it about getting out into sort of nature and doing it this way that appealed to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that again is very personal to me. You know, I've always loved the outdoors. I've loved my sport. I've loved my adventure. I've loved my challenges. So I guess the real passion behind that was quite personal. But also we see the benefits of it. You know, outdoor activities bring so much, from getting out in the fresh air, getting active, pushing boundaries, stepping out your comfort zone, meeting other people, teamwork, camaraderie, banter, fun. You know, there's so much to be gained out of outdoor activities. And it just gives a great platform. You know, I find people are way more comfortable chatting and talking, you know, when we're on a walk, when we're paddling along a river. You get into some incredible conversations where you know, you really can start to do some great work from a coaching perspective without it feeling like a formal environment, you know. And bring all those things together, and the outdoors creates an amazing environment for that to happen.
Absolutely. That's so important what you said just there, that it's not like a clinical environment. It's not sitting down with a counsellor or something like that. It's a comfortable environment. It's natural. It's a really sort of different way of going about it. So what practical things like do you do then? What kind of activities do you do at Climbing Out?
Yeah, so we have a whole range of activities, and each programme is very much adapted to meet the needs of the individuals in the group that come on the programme. So we don't have a kind of set schedule. This is what we do, because I think one of the things I love most about Climbing Out is that we're so flexible and so dynamic. And, you know, if the group are tired, we might change our plans. If the group are mad up for it, we'll change our plans, you know. But we go kayaking, we go hill walking, we go climbing, abseiling, caving, gorge scrambling. There's a ropes course on one of the places that we use. So we really have like a wide range of activities, and then we kind of structure the week around what is best for the people on it.
And what do people take away from these weeks, or even just coming for a day or something like that?
The programmes are life-changing. You know, they're actually way more than an outdoor activity programme. What I really learned through my own journey is that it was more about managing my mind than it was about managing my injury. And I always describe it, if you think of your mental well-being being like a table, and your mental resilience and your mental strength is the table top, that table doesn't work unless it's got table legs to hold it up. What I found in my own journey was no one told me what those table legs were. And, you know, you can read the books, you can go on the course, you can do the sort of official things, but it's kind of, how does this apply to real life? So what we really look at on the programmes is about sharing a whole toolbox of table legs, about managing your mind, managing your mental resilience, but keeping it really realistic. You know, none of the, you know, if you're just focus on the positives, everything will be fine. Because when you're having a tough time, sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes it's really hard to feel positive in the first place. So we really look at it from a real life perspective. And I think combining the outdoor activities with the mental resilience coaching, that is what becomes life changing and really does give people tools for life. So when you say, what do people take away from it? It's not just kind of immediate benefits as far as feeling more resilient, feeling more confident, having the tools to move forwards. It really is skills for life, to manage whatever life throws at people in the future. You know, having the various tools to pull out the toolbox to manage it in the best way possible.
So how can people get involved then? If they want to find out more about you, I want to get involved in the climbing out activities, where can we find out more?
Yeah, the best place is to go to the website, which is climbingout.org.uk. If anybody wants to apply for a place on the programme, you can download a referral form off the website on the programmes page. And the way the process works is I'll receive a referral form from someone and people can either refer themselves or they can refer other people. And then I'll get in touch to arrange a phone call, and then I'll give people a call to really chat through the programmes, what's involved, and which would be the best programme for them to take part in.
Brilliant. Thank you for joining me, Kelda. And remember that you can find out more about these fully funded days with Climbing Out at their website, climbingout.org.uk. Thank you so much, Kelda, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.